This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, this is a quite a complex question to answer. If there is justice, if there is a loving God, then how is it that we have so-called injustice and difficulties and calamities in the world? I think the fundamental question is where the problem lies. Yes, He is a loving God. He's a loving, compassionate, merciful God. But who said that that was all that He was? Right. So the issue here is that, you see, anytime somebody asks you a question, they're setting parameters for you to answer within. They're binding you. And sometimes that's where the problem lies. The logic is false from the beginning. The initial premise is wrong. So what we have to do is, Allah has more than 99 names. Just as He is the merciful, loving one, He is also the avenger, He's also the punisher, He's also the one who gives harm, and so on and so forth. So once you've understood the comprehensiveness of Allah and the God and His being, and how He wants to do things, sometimes He's going to use His jalal, sometimes He's going to use His jamal. Sometimes He's going to manifest His beauty, sometimes He's going to manifest His might, sometimes He's going to manifest His majesty. So then there's no question about it. Now, why these things happen? Obviously, they happen for a reason. Sometimes they happen because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to, by people, like let's take an example, a tsunami. People die in there. Many people die in there. For a person from a faith that only believes God is merciful and nothing else, it's going to shake their faith because they can't see mercy there. The way we look at it is that there's an element of mercy here. There could be an element of punishment as well. There's people living in that area who are poor, sick of life. It's better for them to be martyred in a tsunami and be relieved of that problem and be honored as a martyr. But there's other people there who are fit to be punished. So they're being punished. And there's others who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to raise their status. So He's taken their home away. When Allah loves somebody, non-Muslims find it very difficult to understand this. And you know, I only discovered that about 2 months ago. I was in Switzerland and a new Muslim who had become Muslim about 4 or 5 years ago, right? He told me, and subhanAllah, you can learn a lot from them, because many of us who are born as Muslims, we take things for granted. Right? We take things for granted in understanding stuff and everything. He says, before I knew this, I used to think that every difficulty, everybody's going to have setbacks and difficulties in their life. Nobody's life is always 100% perfect. There's always going to be some difficulty or the other. Now, if you start becoming a believer in God, and then you get difficulties, and you don't know that Allah tests people that way, and that actually He wants you to do sabr, you'll start thinking that God hates you. That's why you're having calamities. He said, I used to think that. Every calamity, difficulty, challenge that used to come, I used to think God hates me. So I used to wonder what I'm doing wrong. When I then discovered that al-anbiya ashadduhum bala'an, that anbiya are given the most test, and then those who are closest to them. And when Allah loves somebody, ibtalahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests them when He loves them to really purify them. Sometimes a person's a'mal and his actions or her actions are not high enough, puts them through some difficulty so that they have patience and they shoot up without having to do anything. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have pangs of pain before he passed away? And when Fatima radiallahu anha said, Wa karba aba, oh the pain of my father, he says, La karba ala abika ba'da hadha al-yawm. After today there will be no pain on your father. So why would he have to go with that? We generally hear that sinners are given a painful death. His actual death was painless. But this was before that. This was leading up to that time, the end moments, not the actual soul extraction. That was easy. All believers, for them it's easy, the good believers. But this is all final pushing, final ways to elevate his status and the punishment. That's why he says, U'ak kama yu'aku ithnani minkum. I get the pain of fever, etc., like two of you do. That's how much is given to me. But then my rewards are double as well. So I was once in an interfaith program, and we then broke up for into small groups to discuss with each other. So I was sitting there with, I think there was an older woman, and I can't remember, there were two other people, and everybody was going to contribute something from their religion. So I remember the hadith that a believer, his status is quite amazing. The Prophet ﷺ said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. All of his situation, all of his states, they're all really good. Because if he's afflicted and he makes sabr, that's good for him. And if he is, if there's bounties coming on him and there's prosperity and he gives thanks, then that's good for him. And life is only these two situations or in between. And that woman just reveled at this until the end. She was like, that's such a beautiful statement. Because it tells you how to deal with life the way life is. Sabr and shukr. So there is going to be difficulty in this world, and Allah wants to see how we will deal with it. He's not promised that it is going to be easy for you. That's Jannah. This is difficulty, and there's different reasons why Allah provides that difficulty. So why is there difficulty despite the fact that God's a merciful Lord? Because He's not just merciful. He also has other attributes that He manifests in the world. And purely from that principal position, it's there. The other thing is that He is the owner of everything. He can do what He wants. Just because we got a bit of intelligence, it's like, you know, this bottle of water is mine. I can throw it away, I can drop it down, I can do whatever I want with it. It's mine. It's not mine, but if it was mine, right? We are all Allah's. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He can do what He wants with us. Now we're trying to judge Him. We're trying to provide some way of justice that He needs to abide by. It's very foolish. But if you want to understand this from this purely rational, humanistic way, then it's possible. And if you don't, then you will never understand it. But why? But why? You will never understand it. It's just one of those issues. But this is, I'm quite satisfied with this. And we can't, you know, we can't convince everybody. That I'm very satisfied with that.